Simon & Schuster presents The Day No One Woke Up by Polly Ho Yen, read by Katie Long. Case number 410-299-738-7662-8. Case holder notes. Tuesday, 7:21 a.m. Primary subject wakes. Energy tension high. Tuesday, 7:28 a.m. Mum was moving around in our living room, which also happens to be our kitchen, and that was what had woken me up. Mum's the ultimate early bird. That's what Auntie Dodo called her. Granny used to be the early bird, but Mum's the ultimate. Sometimes when I wake up early, like today, and hear her through the walls, I imagine that she has, in fact, turned into a bird. A small brown one with a dash of yellow for a beak. A sparrow, perhaps, or a robin. Darting here and there, always busy, 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 and on the go. It's not difficult to picture Mum like that. Recently, she's been revising for something at work. The last few mornings, she's been getting up even earlier than usual, and I've found her poring over the pile of heavy books that now lives in the middle of our dining table. Though I'd been awake for a while, I hadn't made any move to get up. I'd pulled the duvet right up so it came over my head and no part of my body was exposed. I'm tall for my age, the tallest in my class, in fact, and so I had to wrap the duvet around me very carefully and then tuck my head down so even my curly black hair was covered. It felt so warm and safe in there, all wrapped up like that. I could pretend that I wasn't really in my bedroom at all, but in a completely different place, far away from South London, far away from my life, and far away from what had happened yesterday. But then a memory started to play in my head, and I felt a heavy ball growing in the pit of my stomach. There was a lot of feelings all mixed up together. Worry, anger, embarrassment, and sadness. I couldn't even name everything that was swirling around in there. All I knew was that it hurt.
Anna, are you up yet?
Mum called through my door. I lay very still.
Anna?
Mum's voice went up a pitch. Maybe I could pretend I wasn't feeling well. My hand went to my throat. It suddenly felt sore, as though I'd made it happen just by thinking about it. Then I put my other hand on my stomach, which still felt as if it was churning. I couldn't push away the memory of what had happened the day before, no matter how hard I tried. I closed my eyes tightly. Even more sure now that I did have a sore throat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?